Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test 2010. The Listening Comprehension has two parts. Part 1. Listen to Part 1. You'll hear the text twice. There are two tasks. Now you have 30 seconds to look at the tasks. After you've listened, you'll have 20 seconds to complete them.
Let's go back to the 21st of October 2009. America's First Lady, Michelle Obama, is giving a speech at the White House.
Now, listen to Michelle Obama.
Well, hello.
Hi.
It's good to see everybody. Perfect weather, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to have you all here today at the White House. When I was growing up, fast food was a treat. You know, we couldn't afford to get fast food every week because my parents couldn't afford it. So it was something you did on a special occasion. We had pizza about once every school year, once every semester when we got good grades. That's when we got pizza. It was pizza day. That's what we got for getting good grades, pizza. And we didn't have dessert every single night. My mother would tell us dessert is not a right. It's a treat. So we had it on special occasions. We didn't have, and I have to tell my kids this, you don't get dessert every night of the week. Otherwise, it's not a treat. It's just something that you do. And my mother was also very clear in our household that you ate what she fixed. You ate what she fixed, and if you didn't eat that, then you didn't eat. And in my household is if you say you're not hungry, then you have to eat your vegetables, and then you get up and leave, and you don't ask for anything else, and go to bed, right? So these are the kind of rules that I grew up with, that all of your moms and your dads grew up with, and these are the kind of rules and boundaries and guidelines that we want to set for all of you. But in my household, there were no absolutes, right? I mean, we love good food, too. That's why I always say there's nothing that the first family loves more than a good burger, right? And look, my favorite food in the whole wide world are French fries. I love them dearly, deeply. I have a good relationship with French fries, and I would eat them every single day if I could. I really would. But I know that... That if I'm eating the right things, and I tell my girls this, if you're getting the right foods for most of the time, then when it's time to have cake and French fries and on those special occasions, then you balance it out. So it's not about any absolute no's. It's just about striking a balance.
Now, listen again to part one.
Well, hello.
Hi.
It's good to see everybody. Perfect weather, right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I am thrilled to have you all here today at the White House. When I was growing up, fast food was a treat. You know, we couldn't afford to get fast food every week because my parents couldn't afford it. So it was something you did on a special occasion. We had pizza about once every school year, once every semester when we got good grades. That's when we got pizza. It was pizza day. That's what we got for getting good grades, pizza. And we didn't have dessert every single night. My mother would tell us dessert is not a right. It's a treat. So we had it on special occasions. We didn't have, and I have to tell my kids this, you don't get dessert every night of the week. Otherwise, it's not a treat. It's just something that you do. And my mother was also very clear in our household that You ate what she fixed. Yeah. You ate what she fixed, and if you didn't eat that, then you didn't eat. And in my household is if you say you're not hungry, then you have to eat your vegetables, and then you get up and leave, and you don't ask for anything else, and go to bed, right? So these are the kind of rules that I grew up with, that all of your moms and your dads grew up with, and these are the kind of rules and boundaries and guidelines that we want to set for all of you. But in my household, there were no absolutes, right? I mean, we love good food, too. That's why I always say there's nothing that the first family loves more than a good burger, right? And look, my favorite food in the whole wide world are French fries. I love them dearly, deeply. I have a good relationship with French fries, and I would eat them every single day if I could. I really would. But I know that that if I'm eating the right things, and I tell my girls this, if you're getting the right foods for most of the time, then when it's time to have cake and French fries and on those special occasions, then you balance it out. So it's not about any absolute no's. It's just about striking a balance.
This is the end of part one. Part two. Now listen to Michelle Obama again. You'll hear the text twice. There are two tasks. First, you have 30 seconds to look at the tasks. After you've listened, you'll have 20 seconds to complete them. Now listen to part two.
But these days, even when parents do have the time and the resources to buy healthy foods and make a simple meal at home, the reality is that kids are spending a third of their time at school, all right? So we don't have control over what you eat when you're at school. So even when we're working hard to give our kids healthy food at home, if they go to school and eat a lunch that's loaded with calories and fat, then all the efforts that we try to instill at home, it gets knocked off a little bit. And many kids don't have any access to physical education in the schools. And that's something that's also changed. When I grew up and I went to public schools in my neighborhood, I don't care what you did, you had recess and you had gym on a very regular basis. So even though we're encouraging our kids to exercise, if they can't go to school and they get the same kind of exercise opportunities, then it makes our jobs as parents harder. One of the things that I want to do is to begin focusing on ways that this administration can help parents, kids, and families in tackling all these challenges. We want to make it a little easier on you all. Not just tell you what to do and what it should look like, but help you with some resources so that it doesn't feel so impossible. And that's one of the reasons why we're here today, because we know that schools can play an important role in the work that we hope to achieve. And that's why the
Now, listen again to part two.
But these days, even when parents do have the time and the resources to buy healthy foods and make a simple meal at home, the reality is that kids are spending a third of their time at school, all right? So we don't have control over what you eat when you're at school. So even when we're working hard to give our kids healthy food at home, if they go to school and eat a lunch that's loaded with calories and fat, then all the efforts that we try to instill at home, it gets knocked off a little bit. And many kids don't have any access to physical education in the schools. And that's something that's also changed. When I grew up and I went to public schools in my neighborhood, I don't care what you did, you had recess and you had gym on a very regular basis. So even though we're encouraging our kids to exercise, if they can't go to school and they get the same kind of exercise opportunities, then it makes our jobs as parents harder. One of the things that I want to do is to begin focusing on ways that this administration can help parents, kids, and families in tackling all these challenges. We want to make it a little easier on you all, not just tell you what to do and what it should look like, but help you with some resources so that it doesn't feel so impossible. And that's one of the reasons why we're here today, because we know that schools can play an important role in the work that we hope to achieve. And that's why the
Please use the next 30 seconds to finish your work. This is the end of the listening comprehension test.